anxious, tired, overwhelmed, sad. Sound familiar? Yet you know under it all there exists a lighter, joyful version of yourself that you just somehow lost along the way. That playful inner child energy that you miss but forgot how to access. I remember what it was like in my mid-20s when I felt so trapped in my head and in my anxious thoughts that I lost any sense of connection with my body, any sense of connection with that playful inner child energy. I had definitely lost control of my body. Panic attacks were a regular part of my routine during what was supposed to be the happiest time of my life. I was told that others have it so much worse and that I had so much to be thankful for. So why did I feel so out of control and empty? I was totally confused as to why my body was punishing me like this. And I blamed myself for somehow being ungrateful when I clearly had no right to be. I had done all the things I was supposed to. I went to school, I graduated on the honor roll, I found my Prince Charming, and I was now blessed with a beautiful home and two beautiful babies. Yet I felt sad and weak, and I no longer trusted my body. In fact, I was mad at it. I also couldn't understand why nobody could help me and fix me or guide me in how to regain control over my body again. At least make this uncomfortable feeling go away. I didn't want to go on medication. I had tried therapy despite resisting it and learned some breathing techniques that usually triggered a panic attack instead of helping me. I exercised in excess because all of these things were supposed to help me. The only thing I hadn't tried was meditation. It's really a last resort. The first time I meditated, I remember feeling like I was literally being held at gunpoint by my anxiety. And the last thing I wanted to do was sit in silence with my thoughts. But everyone had told me that meditation did wonders for anxiety. So I spent the first few weeks into my practice just focusing on my breath and feeling like I was getting nowhere. Feeling more frustrated and desperate as the days went on. Then one day I got lost in the moment, just listening to my breath. I remember bursting into tears and I couldn't explain why. And months later, I started to understand more and more why, because I started to have more and more of these quiet, undisturbed moments of silence with my body. I had spent nearly a year putting myself down, punishing myself for not being happy, ignoring my body because I could no longer trust it, resisting my mental health issues as if resisting them meant they wouldn't win, that they weren't real, that I wasn't sick. I wasn't allowed to be sick. I had babies to take care of and meals to plan. But in those few seconds when I would lose myself in my breath or in my heartbeat, I found peace again. Ease again, even happiness again for the first time in what felt like forever. I realized in an instant one day, about a year and a half after my first major panic attack, that my body wasn't my enemy after all, that she wasn't to blame and that she was just tired of being neglected, of being unrecognized for the two amazing lives she had created. She was tired of all the awful things I said to her and fed up with the days I would forget to feed and care for her. She needed love and she needed compassion and she needed recognition. She was actually strong, a badass to say the least. She had pushed on for years struggling and juggling way too many balls at once. Bullheaded, yes, but caring and loyal and giving all at the same time. She would do anything for anyone else, but often forgot about herself. And there is this ancient Hawaiian forgiveness prayer that I want to share with you. And it goes, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And that day, after nearly a year and a half of fighting an uphill battle of depression and anxiety, I realized that my body was not the attacker, but actually the victim. And I wept, feeling all those words course through my veins. Even though I didn't know that ancient Hawaiian prayer at the time, I didn't need the words to feel that feeling of surrender and deep-seated self-awareness and forgiveness. That day was over 6 years ago now, and that day was when I decided to heal myself, and also the day I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I could heal myself, that I could be for myself the caregiver and provider that I was for so many others. And I didn't have to prove my worth through what I did externally, that I was innately worthy of love and respect. On that day and many more that followed, I gifted myself grace and space to feel sad and mad when I needed to, and I just stopped blaming myself. I learned to embrace my shadows as much as my light. But most of all, I became grateful for this beautiful vessel that my soul chose to never take my body for granted, to truly feel its sacredness. I have healed deep wounds and grown stronger and wiser and have more beautiful experiences that I could have ever imagined because I surrendered that day and lots more times since. To my body, to my anxiety, to it all, I chose vulnerability, I chose softness, I chose compassion. I have invited amazing women into my life despite deep sister wounds that many of us feel that are fueled by competition and comparison. I invited them to help guide me in my self-devotion practice and my healing journey. I chose to open myself up to the process and to trust in their support. And what a beautiful process it is to learn to trust and love yourself unconditionally while bonding with other women who just speak to you on a soul level, who get it, who made me realize I am far from alone and that I am safe to be all sides of myself, and that there is beauty in being multifaceted. And what do I feel today? Empowered and grateful and deeply rooted and confident, embodied, wise and self-aware, compassionate. I want that for you. I want that for all women. We are all innately worthy of unconditional self-love. We are not meant to do this alone, and there is magic in sisterhood. Power in having space held for your healing and your soul awakening. My journey is an ongoing one, but part of my healing now is passing on that gift of empowerment to other women who are feeling that same distance and disconnection from their bodies, or feeling like they're controlled by their limiting beliefs and just burnt out by their day-to-day lives. I can empower you to empower yourself, to learn to hold and care for yourself in ways that we are just not taught, and that goes way more than skin deep. I will teach you to connect with your body in ways you never thought possible, and yet feels so much like home. I vow to ignite a light within yourself that even on your darkest days you can lean into, and to trust the power within you.